Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things. You don't matter how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another play building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministry. We are honored that you would join us on tonight. We have a hot topic tonight, and we will be discussing Asmodeus. A lot of you say Asmodeus. What is that? But it's a mythical spirit that some refer to. You're going to call it for what it is, the spirit of lust. And a lot of times this particular spirit, it comes into homes and destroys marriages, relationships. So we will be delving deeper into this subject on tonight. As always, we always like to open up with prayer. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another week. Thank you for this very day that you have given to us. Lord God, we just ask that you go throughout our listening audience and begin to touch and heal and set people free, Lord God. You did. You came. Your words say you came to set the captives free. Lord God, those that are listening may be bound up in their relationship and demonic strongholds are pulling them back. They're trying to progress in their relationship, but There's all of the things that hold them back. So, Lord God, we ask that you come into their lives tonight. We ask that you break every stronghold, every demonic attack, Lord God, and we just ask that you lift Kingdom of God Ministries up along with Deliverance Temple of Faith. And for those of you who don't know, we are affiliated with Deliverance Temple of Faith. We worship there on Sundays, but God has given us come to you on Friday night, and we've been doing it since 2010. So if we are a blessing to you and you enjoy the program, we would like to hear from you. We would like to get an email. The email address is kogm77@gmail.com. Or if you would like to worship with us on Sunday, our worship start at 10 a.m., and we are located at 9550 Bells Ferry Road. That's in Canton, C-A-N-T-O-N, Canton, Georgia. The zip is 30114. I believe there might be a typo if you have a brochure, but it's 30114. And our services start at 10 a.m. So we look forward to seeing you. We have associate pastors, Apostle Garrett Lord and Prophetess Gina Lord. They are some of our associate pastors there. So if you come, we're connected in the community center, but there's a fire station, and we've been worshiping there until God can give us our own building, and we're believing he's going to do it this year. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, hey, we are preaching the unadulterated word. So let them know that we would like for them to come. Invite them. Hey, we are in a spiritual war. So we need to put on the whole armor of God, saints. We need to go out in the communities and let people know that the power of God is still in operation today. You don't have to be bound up, discouraged, broken down. Amen. So let's go into our word tonight. You know, we have 60 minutes, and I often give the call-in number. If you want to call in, you have a question or you need prayer, feel free to do so. Our call-in number, for those of you listening, is 347-850-1415. Again, it's 347-850-1415. And like I was saying earlier, this particular spirit or however, some people say, well, it's not demonic, but it's Asmodeus, and you spell that A-S-M-O-D-E-U-S, marriage-breaking spirit. And you might say, well, Evangelist, why did you put a name to it? Because sometimes people can identify more by a name. You know, we could just say lust-breaking spirit, but just like you have a name and people identify you by your name, well, this particular spirit usually is identified by that name. Now, what it does is the characteristics are he's overpowering tendencies to rage, lust, impetuousness, impurity, and psychic activities. So you see how a lot of times in relationships, you know, if there's a battered women, battered men, or something like that, there's a lot of rage in that relationship. So he operates, this ruling demonic spirit operates, I said, in rage, lust, impetuousness, impurity, and psychic activities. Asmodeus or Osmodeus, it says, are ruling spirits that are warring, W-A-R-R-I-N-G, against all marriages. So you might say, but how? How? Just like God have assigned angels, and he have angels that do particular things in the heavenly realm, the devil have assigned spirits that is specifically assigned for different purposes in his kingdom. So don't forget that. You know, there were certain evil spirits that Jesus spoke of in the Bible. You remember Mary Magdalene, I believe, he said when he cast the devils out of her, she had seven demons. You know, and we know she was a prostitute. So what was in operation? It was one of those lust spirits that was in operation, but Jesus cast it out. This particular demonic spirit, he rules in sexual matters. He is sometimes referred to as the genius of matrimonial discord and jealousy. a lot of times I've seen so many times when you have a relationship and someone fly into rage. Have you noticed that a lot of these murder suicides now, where the jealous spouse may kill the wife or the other significant other, and then he kill himself? Who do you think is behind this? And I've noticed we're seeing more and more on the television or in the community. We just had one maybe a week ago here in Atlanta. The man told his ex-wife that he was going to kill his present wife, and he did that. Before you get to that point, before you allow this particular spirit to come in you to that full magnitude, why don't you cry out to God? We are a deliverance ministry, and let me repeat that, because a lot of churches don't believe in deliverance. They'll tell you it's psychological. But demons still exist today, and they do enter into people that have no type of relationship with God, and they can bring havoc in your house, in your family, in your life, in your relationship. So this is what we're doing tonight. We're just bringing out some things to you that you will be aware of the devil's tactics. The Bible says he walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So don't think you just out obsolete because you said, I'm a Christian. Because, you know, even Christians in our relationship, we need to pray. We need to continually be on guard. Because this Asmodeus spirit, it can come in many forms. Might not just come through a pretty man or a pretty lady or a handsome man, but it can come in the way of finances. It can come through discord, any kind of discord. And you can see this demonic spirit in operation. He masquerades, and I just said many forms, deceiving scores of people and taking them captive. He says, if you will serve me, you will never want for anything. Don't we hear that a lot today? Don't we hear all over the television, all you need to do, he offers it to Jesus. If you just bow down and worship me, you can have all the kingdoms of the world. And sad to say, some people are bowing down to worship the enemy. He tell people this lie. He say, I will take care of all your needs and you will never need a husband. This is the lie that he tell people. That's why the Bible say you shouldn't forbid people to marry, because everybody that may not be celibate, some people need to marry so they won't fulfill that lustful desire. So if God haven't given you the call of celibacy, maybe you need to pray that God give you a mate, spouse, or whatever. He said, I will take control of all your needs. You'll never need a husband. So you got a lot of people sitting up saying, I don't need a man. But you're burning passion, lust. Then over in, I believe it's one part of Timothy, he said young widows should be married, because he said they run from house to house gossiping, and you know, so he said they need to be encouraged to remarry. Amen. He'll say, I'll take care of your needs. It sounds good because it sounds like the Lord speaking, but it's actually a demonic spirit. Amen? So you can be holy and praising Jesus, but, you know, if God haven't given you celibacy and you find yourself at night, you know, and that's when he usually attacks your mind, and you find yourself lonely and, oh, I need a man, or I wish I had a woman. Pray to God. Ask God to send you that spouse or that mate that he has for you. Once you open to receive this so-called mythical spirit, the characteristics to cause overpowering tendencies might be lust, it might be rage, might be psychic ability. A lot of times I've heard testimonies how they say this thing will come to them at night in dreams. And you have dreams like you with a man or a woman. That is nothing but that demonic spirit trying to get into your spirit realm, into your soul. So if you having dreams of you being intimate with somebody and a beautiful lady, and you know, you having relations with her in your dream, you need to break that, because that's a spirit. It says, like we said, Asmodeus have many characteristics: rage, jealousy, lustfulness, and to the extreme. You know, with Solomon, he had all those different many wives, and they led him astray by worshiping other gods. Well, this is all it is. It's just a demonic name, but it's one of those actual gods. Amen? So we need to be on guard. It has been said that this spirit drove Solomon and all his accesses in the last years. He missed the mark. That is so sad. A man that had all the wisdom, God said, in that particular realm, he lost what he had following other gods. That example alone should prove that none of us are above falling or missing it, even after years of Christian service or ministry. So we can't say, oh, I mastered that. Because like I said, he have many ways he can come into your relationship and destroy it. We should always, he said, man should always pray. So the devil do walks around seeking whom he may devour. And like we had mentioned earlier, part of the teaching series, that one in every one out of two marriages will end in divorce. You might say, well, those are some high statistics. Yes, it is. But for Christians, it's sad. It's sad because sometimes you might have one spouse praying, trying to save the marriage, and then the other spouse is like in la-la land. We have to guard ourselves against the tactics of the enemy. And let me say this, man. If you are overly jealous of your wife, you need to fall on your face. Because number one, you don't own her. That is your spouse. You shouldn't be jealous of her. Amen? And wives, if you are doing something to make him jealous, you need to fall on your face. Why? Because that's an avenue where the enemy can come in. We don't want him to come in our lives like that. So, Asmodeus, there's a lot of things that go with that, but rejection, okay? Sexual impulse. These are some of the things that he brings in that door. When that door is open, you be asking yourself, where did this come from? You see? But men and women can be affected by this spirit. It's not just female gender or male gender. Lust spirits can come in any kind of way. You know, another lie that he tells single people is that they should stay single. I just touched on that earlier. If you do not have the gift of celibacy, you need to be praying to God to send you the mate that he have for you. The scripture tells us, Matthew 19:12, that there are those who are definitely called to be single, but it is the exception rather than the rule. Many young people have labored intensely over the issue of whether or not they should get married. I believe it is safe to assume that unless God definitely shows them otherwise, and he will, if it is his will, it is his plan for them to be married, provided it is the right individual. So God is not telling you to abstain from being married. God wants you to have somebody. You do more in the kingdom with a spouse than you can without, because you're going to work together in holiness. Amen? This same demon that tells people they should get a divorce so they can better serve the Lord. If the Satan is telling you that, that is a lie from the pits of hell. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule where you have to get divorced, and I understand that. But if the enemy is telling you you need to be divorced so you can spend more time with God, that is not of God. That's another tactic that this particular demonic spirit used. He would say, you can serve the Lord. In fact, somebody actually, this is one thing, they had prophesied to a minister, and the word sounded good to the man because his wife was not a Christian. Within days, however, she got saved, and he realized that a deceiving spirit had been speaking to her. So we need to be aware how the enemy comes disguised as an angel of light. He even talked to you like prophetically And if you don't know that it's of the enemy, you'll fall for it. Well, God is telling me this. You better check the scripture, because if it don't line up with the word of God, then it's not God. The ploy of Satan has been to destroy every Christian. So whatever way he can do it to destroy you, to get you away from God through sex, through finances, whatever way. And I did some research. The number one reason for marriage divorce, believe it or not, is finance. Number two was infidelity. And then the list goes on and on. So as Christians, we need to break that. And, you know, finances back in the day, because we're living in such a materialistic generation now, it's about the money, you know. I can understand if you don't have a lot of money, but sometimes you shouldn't let that money drive your relationship. I see a lot of women walk out on a good man. He may not be making as much money as they are, but they'll walk out on a good, godly man because they're looking at the pocketbook. You need to stop being so vain. Because God can have your husband right there, but you hooked up on the outer appearance than you are in the spiritual. You see? So these are some of the other ways that Satan come in. And we know that there's other ways, generational curses, that's what they call them, but that can come down through family lines. You can see where one, you might have a lot of infidelity in your lineage, and it just filtered down from generation to generation until somebody break that and get saved and say, no, it stops here. I'm not going to be illicit sex affairs or any of that. You have to break that. You have to take authority over that and break that. And we do have authority through Christ Jesus. You can break those strongholds. This particular spirit, he tried to attack your soul man. So if he can come in through your soul man, then after a while, then your spirit man is going to get weaker, because you can only take these type of attacks for so long without getting built up. That's why he said sometimes you have to fast, you need to pray, you need to get with somebody that they can bind and break that thing off your life. You see, some don't even understand that you have the authority to break this off your life. You don't have to just go to the divorce court. But when you see this particular spirit coming into your marriage, what I would do, and me and Bishop have done it, we get on our face before the Lord. We pray and we break that spirit. Amen. Infidelity and that kind of lifestyle called sex is glorified. We know it's all through TV, media, TV. You can be Googling something on the internet and come across some kind of pornography. We know it's saturated with all types of infidelity. And it stays, see, they play on the man's mind because they know everything. He's driven by sight. So this is why they'll sneak little ads in there and trying to play on his mind. But brothers, I want you to know that God is more than able to deliver you. If you bound up in pornography or any kind of sexual perversion, that is a spirit you need to be dealt with, because you don't want that to be holding you back from entering into the glory of Jesus Christ. Sexual promiscuity has become the lifestyle of America. They actually encourage people to have sex before marriage. And if you're not having sex before marriage, they tell you you're weird. But the Lord told us as believers that we shouldn't have sex, listen, before marriage. He said, no fornicators shall what? You, that shouldn't be a part of you as a Christian. Amen? So if you are having sex outside of marriage, you need to pray, ask God to strengthen you so you can get out of that fornication lifestyle. Infidelity represent a pervasive lifestyle that always corrupts the family. And it just don't affect you. If you going outside the marriage and being having sex outside of your marriage, it don't only destroy your marriage, but it destroys that whole household. It does so much damage. What did I say earlier? This is how this spirit works. His main objective is to destroy marriages, because he hates marriage. Jesus even patterned himself. He said he was his coming back for his bride without what? Spot or wrinkle. So this is how the enemy does. Everything God made to be good, he perverts it. He wants to pervert it. So one of the ways he comes in through relationships is through infidelity. This marriage-breaking demon or spirit, that's one of the ways he comes. He have men and women indulging in practices knowingly that it's going against God. That's why I said, if you know you have these practices, this is not a condemnation, but it's to help you, to get you to come out of that lifestyle. Any kind of way, if you've been, you know, abused sexually, psychologically, rejection, like I said, verbal criticism, demeaning comments, or even ignoring one's mate, these are reasons. This is another way that he can come in. So if you're constantly putting down your spouse, tearing that spouse down, you're never building them up, then he or she may go longing for somebody outside the marriage. Saints, we have to be knowledgeable. Now, God gave you that partner to build up, to nurture, to love, to care for. Don't tear your spouse down, because that's another way the enemy can play. And here's a study. It's like 3.5 million women in the United States have been battered by a spouse or an intimate partner. That is so sad. That person that God gave you to love you, you're battering, you're beating her, then that shows me that you don't love yourself. Because if you love your spouse, how could you hurt her? Amen? We want to live a holy life, set aside. We want God to come into our lives and strengthen us in these areas. And like I said, if you are bound up in illicit affairs and you're just saying, Lord, I'm trying to get out of it. Lord, every time I make one step, look like something to come and pull me back. You need deliverance. You need some saints to get around you. You or whoever, call. We're here for you. We don't want to see anybody bound up. We don't want to see marriages broken up. Before you get to the divorce court, call. Let us pray with you. You don't have to go down that road. Amen? So with that, I want to close it out with this particular scripture, and then I'll turn it over to Bishop, and he will come as the Lord lead him. But Galatians, I'm coming out of Galatians 5 and 17. Those of you who have your Bibles, you can follow along with me. But 5 and 17 says, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and those are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." Did you hear what I said? Lust after the spirit and vice versa. That's why we need to put this flesh into subjection. It's a demon of lust, but you have authority through Christ Jesus to break that stronghold. Amen? So with that, I'm going to conclude my study, and I will turn it over to Bishop Bobby Montgomery. And like I said, if you guys are in the Canton, Georgia area, feel free to join us. We are, you know, Holy Ghost filled church, but we are on fire for the Lord. So until next week, you be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, on tonight. And we are still dealing with marriage. We're dealing with Asmodeus, this marriage-breaking spirit. Evangelist Montgomery brought a lot of things out in reference to this, and I'm going to elaborate on it a little more. What I'm going to do, because this particular spirit, one thing I like to bring out is this particular spirit, yes, his aim is to break up marriages, but he has a particular way of doing it. He never does it just one way. He's very slick in this, in that he has he has a following, I'll say that. This particular spirit is connected with a lot of other spirits that he tells what to do. So you have to be somewhat aware of these things because it's, I'll say it like this. This particular spirit moves and directs many other spirits. The whole thing is to cause confusion and chaos in everybody's house. The reason I said everybody's house, because he hates everybody's marriage, especially believers, because his desire is to cause a snare or to cause a bad witness or cause an embarrassment to the Lord. That's his MO. That's how he works. That's all he does. He is a spirit that hates anything that is connected to God, and marriage is something that has been instituted by and from God as all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And the enemy got into that and caused the horrible mess that we're in now. Right into that relationship with Adam and Eve. And that was the start. Got right in there, messed everything up, and we're suffering from that still now because those spirits, those same spirits are in operation today. Well, how do you deal with it? How do you identify this thing? How do you know he's there? How can you tell what he's doing? Well, he looks a certain way. He acts a certain way. He's connected to various spirits, and I'm going to read some of these spirits off to you. So it's not just him. It's a lot of other foul and unclean spirits that he rules. Asmodeus and Osmodeus, they're like generals. They're like captains. They have an army with them. They have spirits that work with them and obey his command. All right. Now, it says we have a list of marriage-breaking spirits, and these are just a few. But the scripture tells us that God gives us, Jesus Christ has given us ability to bind various spirits. He gave us the ability to cast out various spirits. He gave us the ability to bind them up and cast them out. We can do these things, but we can only do this through Christ Jesus. That's why it's so important that we have a real relationship with Jesus Christ, where we can call on the Lord, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, we can kick these things out of our house. We can cast them out of our house. We can throw them out of our house. And I'm using these various adjectives and verbs to show that it's something that we must do. We must do it. We have to do it with the force of the Holy Ghost. It's a war. Your enemy is fighting you with all that he has. And what we have in us is more powerful than what he has, but we have to use it. We have to know how to use the equipment that the Lord Jesus has given us through his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross and through his word. So that's where we're going today. All right. The various spirits that is connected to a marriage-breaking spirit is this: confusion, vertigo, greed, never satisfied, restlessness, barren womb, pride, destruction, overpowering tendencies, locus, uncontrolled passion, lust, this fire which consumes, a destroying spirit, you're burning with passion, rejection, adultery. Then you have the king of the evil spirits, which is Asmodeus and Osmodeus. Then you have treacherousness, prince of demons, impetuousness, Beelzebub, impurity, lord of flies, psychic activities. Then you have Satan, jealousy. You have religious, Baal the prince, or extreme excesses, lord of heaven, spiritual death, prince of scorpions, lust of the eyes, torture, rage, Abaddon, matrimonial discord. So you have all these different spirits that's coming, that's working with this main spirit. So he gets all these in your house. He causes confusion, restlessness, greed. You can't satisfy your husband or your wife no matter what you do. See, that's the enemy. That's the work of the enemy. Those things are connected with the enemy. And we're talking about marriage-breaking spirits. And we're talking about this because it's in the series that we're preaching on or teaching on in reference to Christian marriages or how a Christian marriage should be. But we're saying that because the enemy will always desire to come in as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He doesn't care. He's like a roaring lion roaming around, roaring, seeking anybody that he can destroy. And he loves to destroy, especially Christian marriages. It is a shame that so many marriages that are Christian have gone the way of the world, and they divorce quickly. Sometimes it's just they don't like the woman or the spirit. What happens, spirit comes into the home, and he's not readily identified, so he's not dealt with properly. Since he's not dealt with properly, his goal is fulfilled by the breakup of that marriage. You see? Because what he does, he's so sneaky and slick with it, he doesn't come the same way. He comes many different ways, and you're fussing and fighting with the spouse. You're fussing and fighting with your husband. You're fussing and fighting with your wife. A jealousy sets in. You don't trust each other, treachery, etc. And all those are foul spirits for the main purpose of breaking up that marriage. That's why you need the Lord. That's why you need the Holy Spirit. That's why you need to be saved. You have to have an open, willing, running relationship with Jesus Christ so that the Spirit of God and the Word of God can direct you on how to fight these spiritual battles. It's spiritual, saints. Spiritual. It's spiritual. It's not just natural. It's not just what somebody is saying. It's not just what somebody is doing. It's a spirit behind that to cause confusion, to cause restlessness, to cause you to look at each other the wrong way. Talk to each other the wrong way. Not listening to each other. That is a foul spirit. And when you obey that spirit, you do just that. You fuss. You fight. Feud. You're not happy. You can't satisfy each other in any way. Check it now. Watch it. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Get on your knees. Pray. Go to the Word. If you want it to work, go to the Word. Pray together. Become one as the Lord has made you one when he put you together. The enemy wants you apart so he can deal with both of your minds to put in what he desires. Just like Jesus told Peter, the devil wants to sift everybody as wheat. Now, what is the devil sifting? The enemy is sifting the good out of you. He's sifting the character of God out of you. Now, how does he do that? How does he do that? He does it through the things that I just mentioned. Confusion, fighting, fussing, wrangling, jealousy, envy, infidelity, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, all of these things. This is how the enemy works. If you fall into that, then he's going to get a bigger hold. He's going to put something else in there. And before you know it, You're not paying any attention to what the enemy is doing. You're just going along with whatever he says. And as a result, things break down. Now, I'm gonna go a little further with this because we don't want to just tell you what the enemy is doing. We want to tell you how to defeat the enemy, how to get him out of your house, how to get him away from your spouse. That's what we want to do. Help you not to listen to the enemy and not to do what the enemy is telling you and not to act on the actions of the enemy. We are to act, not react. Hear what I said. Act, not react. You know, a mosquito bites you, you slap your face. Well, that's just a reaction. You stub your toe, you grab your toe. That's a reaction. But when it comes to the enemy, you have to act and not react, because when you react, then it's already too late. He's already done what he wanted to do. So you have to act, and when you act in reference to the word of God, in reference to the Spirit, in reference to the authority and the power that Jesus Christ has already given you. We have to remember that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. The Lord Jesus has already given us a full activity of armor. He has given us a full sheet of armor. We're fully protected from head to toe by what the Lord God has given us in his Spirit. Fully protected in God through Jesus Christ. But if we don't know what to do with it, we don't know how to put it on, we don't know how to use it, the enemy will come in. Because we have to put on our armor. We have to ask for it, we have to take it, we have to put it on. We have to put on the helmet of salvation, protecting our mind, the breastplate of righteousness, protecting our vital parts, having our loins girded about with truth, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But see, this having our loins girded about with truth, this is one thing I want to say. This belt of truth, it holds all the rest of our equipment. The belt is holding the sword. The belt is also connected to the breastplate. Okay, so if you don't have that truth, if you don't have the your loins girded about with truth or the belt of truth, none of the other armor is going to stay on. It's going to fall off. So truth has to be in our marriage. It has to be trustworthy. We have to be truthful with our spouse, because if we're not truthful with our spouse, then you have an open door for the enemy to come in, and since there's no truth, the breastplate of righteousness just falls off. Your sword just falls off. Only thing you have your shield of faith, but you're still open. You can still be attacked in your vital organs. Your spiritual vital organs, your soul, can be attacked by the enemy. So we have to be truthful in our relationship, in our marriage. Pilate asked Jesus, what is true? Jesus Christ is true. He is the truth and the life. And the light. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus has already set up how it should be in this earth. Man, wife, marriage. Going on together in the Lord in strength. He's made two one. The scripture says, can two walk together unless they agree? So we have to have this agreement in marriage, in righteousness, glory to God, And when we do that, that makes it much harder for the enemy to come in. All right, now, let me get into some other things here. We're talking about a marriage-breaking spirit. Or marriage-breaking spirits. I'll say it in the plural, because there's more than one. And it's sad to say that we have all this authority, we have all this power, and we are, and I'm going to say this, we allow the enemy to come in and tear our homes up. We let him do it. The husband lets him do it, or the wife lets him do it. Somebody let him do it, and he comes in, and before you know it, he has destroyed your marriage. He has destroyed your relationship. He has destroyed your witness for God. He has destroyed your salvation. He has weakened and wounded you because you've been listening to him and doing what he said. We're talking about marriage-breaking spirits. And we're saying this because it's so active in the body of Christ. And it's sad. Look, we're dealing with principalities, powers, evil spirits. Those are the things that we're dealing with. And we have to deal with spiritual things spiritually. But if you don't know that they're spirits, you don't know that it's from the enemy, you'll just go on like, well, she just got a bad attitude. He just mean. He don't do, he just this, and she's just that. We're not even looking at what's actually going on. And until we realize what is actually going on in the realm of the spirit, our relationships will always be tarnished. Now, I'm going to read a few things. I'm going to give you some scriptures in reference to how you deal with these unclean spirits. Jesus called them unclean. He calls them wicked. He calls them evil. Now, all the various things that we mentioned will go under those three categories. Unclean, wicked, and evil. Three categories that all these foul spirits will fall under. So we really don't have to go into a long list of names. Evil, wicked, and unclean. In whichever order you want to put it, they're evil, wicked, and unclean. Those three main divisions is all the foul spirits of the enemy, of the devil, is under there. And then you also have the devil, in which the devil himself, Satan himself, we really don't really deal with him so much. God got a place for him, but we deal with these lesser spirits, principalities and powers of spiritual wickedness in high places. That's mostly what we're dealing with. But God has already given us victory over these things by and through Jesus Christ. You see, people, you can only handle so many things in the natural realm. But what you can handle in the natural realm, you do it. What you can't deal with, then you need to call on Jesus, even to the point of salvation. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. And then the Lord can come in and help you in your situation. And he will, and he does, and he's continually doing it. Now, I'm going to read some things to you, and then I'm going to go directly to scripture. I have a few minutes left. Now, we're talking about spirits are things that you have to cast out. They won't just go away. You can't be nice to them. You can't butter them up. They won't go away. They won't stop. They will continue until they destroy. What did Jesus say? The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he does. He steals, he kills, and he destroys. That's all he does. He's destroying something. If he can't destroy you, he's going to destroy your marriage. If he can't destroy your wife, he's going to destroy the husband. If he can't destroy the husband, he's going to destroy the kids. He's going to destroy something, and he loves to destroy marriages. Okay, I'll read a few things. These are the spirits that need to be cast out if you want to keep your marriage going strong. Pride. mourn spiritual darkness, arrogance, spiritual pride, using logic rather than being led by God, ego, low pride, rationalization, carnal justification, to know the things of God, carnal justification, to know the things of God, not following the God. Blocks, you got blockages of mind, you got hindering spiritual growth, you got distractions that disturbs concentration in your Bible study, you got, and it caused you to be prayer weariness, sleepiness in worship service, brooding, melancholy, depression, gloominess, mental dejection, irascibility, and that's just a few. But I'm going to go right into the Word of God on how you deal with it. Now, first thing, we got to realize the power of God in our life. Exodus 15 and 11. Whoa, who is like unto the Lord among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Right off the bat, there is nobody like the Lord. And then Jesus said in Luke 10, 19 through 20, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus already gave us the power to knock this thing out the house. Jesus came and spake unto them again, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, 18 through 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Ephesians 1, 21 through 22 reads, Jesus Christ is far above all principalities, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Listen to this here. Jesus said in Matthew 12, 29 through 30, how can anyone go into a strong man's house and steal his property? First, he must tie up the strong man. Then he can go through his house and steal his property. Now look at this here. This is what Jesus said. Mark 16, 15 through 18, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils, cast out Asmodeus in the name of Jesus. They shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Taking up, when he says taking up serpents, that means you can deal and handle foul, unclean spirits and throw them out of the way. And then he says, it's in Matthew 12 and 29, the last part that said, Jesus said in Matthew 12, 29 to 30, he says also, whoever isn't with me is against me. Whoever doesn't gather with me scatters. Now Matthew 16, 19, he says this. Jesus says this. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whosoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know you can bind up these spirits that's aggravating you. You can bind up these spirits that's tormenting you. You can bind them up. You can cast them out. So whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18, 19 through 19 says, I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you imprison, God will imprison. And whatever you set free, God will set free. I can guarantee again that if two of you agree on anything here on earth, my Father in heaven will accept it. People, husband, wife, agree on your marriage working. Agree on casting out these jealous spirits. Agree on getting your house in order, and the Lord will do it for you. Colossians 2 and 15 reads, and Jesus, having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You see, that's how you break and destroy and bind up these marriage-breaking spirits. You have the authority. You have the power. You have all the power through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can set it straight. Don't let him get a foothold in your house. Don't let him pit one against the other in your house. Stand up against him. You must stand up against him because he will not back up. You have to force him out. You have to force these foul, unclean, evil, wicked spirits out of your house so that God can move through you the way he desires. Now, we only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask right now that you come in and help our people. Lord God, we believe. We're asking you, Father God, to help our unbelief. Touch our hearts, touch our minds, Father God, that we can stand in the authority that you have given us. That we can move in the power that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. That we can break the bands of the enemy that would attempt to bind us up. Father God, we come against these foul, unclean spirits right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. We bind them up and we cast them out. We use the authority that Jesus Christ has given us by his blood. We stand. We stand in Jesus Christ. You foul, unclean spirits, get out of the house right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. You spirits of confusion, come out in the name of Jesus. Hatred, destruction of families, we bind you up and we cast you out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask right now that you go in, bring peace, 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 Lord, by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against all and every marriage-breaking spirit and everything that is connected to them. We bind them up and we cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave, go, be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, we thank you, Father God, for what you have done. We are in agreement, Lord, to your word. And we look for the deliverance, we expect the deliverance, and we expect people to be set free by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Now, anyone who would desire to fellowship with us, we're at Deliverance Temple of Faith, 9550 Bells Ferry Road in Canton, Georgia. Service starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it goes according to the will of God. Most of the time, we try to be out by 12. We try to be out at a decent time. Want to come and worship with us? Feel free to come. We welcome you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful evening. And we look forward to listening on next week. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Amen and amen.